and welcome back to another episode of this week's podcast with your host Michelle and
Leslie.
We are here, ready for another one. It was a quick little break.
Yes.
Some special holidays and...
It was a break from the pod, but not from life. Life was crazy, if I'm honest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Something that I think we're trying to do or hold each other accountable of is like, life is crazy, which is why sometimes you gotta take breaks from other projects, but all for your sanity.
Yeah, all for my sanity. I'm like spacing out.
Disassociating already? We just started.
Yeah, it was a busy few weeks here, and we tried to schedule time to record these things, but we just couldn't align. We couldn't align to do other stuff, like just hang out.
veg out.
Yeah, to veg out, but...
Literally just melt into the couch. Sometimes that's needed, though.
I was going to say, you know, since we started the podcast, I realized how much energy does kind of go into thinking about what I'm going to say and what I don't want to say.
On
this thing, and like... plan it out, put our schedules together, because when we hang out, it's just like, hey, you have time? Yeah, and then we just, you know, shoot the shit, as they say.
Right.
But like, with the podcast, you have to set it up.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you going to talk about?
Literally.
I'm like, and I'm going to be full transparent. You and I have conversations off the pod that I'm like, this would be so good, but I don't want anyone to hear this conversation.
Right. Puts on the astronaut helmet so that no one recognizes you. But all of this to say is that for those of you who do listen to the episodes, we're really thankful because they take a lot of energy from us to prepare something and be vulnerable, even when life is kind of crazy. So we just thank you for tuning into our silliness, the everything and the nothing at the same time.
And the reason why I think we continue doing this is because it is fun.
Yeah.
Like, everything, the setting up and the figuring out is like kind of tedious, but actually sitting here and talking is fun.
Yeah. We're on the phone. It's like, imagine if this was a podcast.
What would people really think?
Exactly.
Oh, well.
Exactly.
You'll never know.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, we have, of course, a good one for you.
Fingers crossed.
We're going to do some more Reddit readings and then tune in for some other things we've got coming up in these next couple of episodes. They're going to be good.
Cool. So today we're going to do an episode of Am I the A-Hole?
Mm-hmm.
I have a story prepared. You have a story prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll discuss, see what happens.
Exactly. So if you're tuning in for the first time, we read these stories or, people's experiences. And then we just kind of talk about if we agree or if we disagree. And I just call it if they're the problem. But
it's asshole.
Yeah.
Let's call it what it is.
But, you know, I sprinkle in a little bit of that. So, okay. Go first.
Would you like me to go first?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go first. Okay, this.
I'm closing my eyes so I can like.
Okay, so should visualize. Let me read the title and then you give me your first impression off the title.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for telling my boyfriend I don't want to go see his friends?
No, I don't think so. Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Right. Yes.
I'm okay. Right. So me. 26 female, mm-hmm. and my fiance, 26 male, had an argument over what we were going to do on our child-free day.
Oh.
We have a one-year-old and rarely leave him with anyone, mostly due to my anxiety and not really wanting to leave him.
Mm.
My parents have arranged to watch the baby in about 2 weeks overnight for the first time ever. So in 2 weeks, the baby's going to spend an overnight the grandparents' house.
Oh, wow.
For the second time ever.
Okay.
Fiance had a work party arranged and I was supposed to work and have the evening to myself. Now his work party was canceled and I no longer have to work weekends. Fiance suggested that we go to his friend's about an hour and a half away. And I said that he could do that and I would love to get the house to myself and do deep cleaning because between work and the baby, there's very little time to do anything properly.
Mm-hmm.
Now I love a good cleaning sesh and felt that nobody would really miss me if I didn't show up. For reference, his friends speak a different language. I understand a little, but not enough to hold a conversation.
Mm.
But we all have a good level of English. But no one has ever tried to make conversation with me.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I had tried to start a conversation with them, they went back to their own language. And I was very quickly dismissed.
Mm.
This has hurt me in the past, but I love alone time anyways and would rather stay home and have no problem with my fiancé having his own time to socialize. The bigger problem in my eyes is that when he said he feels the same sort of isolation when he goes and sees my family. My family always tries to include him and has shown him nothing but love. And he's the one who chooses to sit out of any conversations on his phone, even though he doesn't have the language barrier. I told him it's not the same thing, and he's never purposely excluded my family like I have been excluded in his friend group, mm-hmm. where I've actually been cut off mid-sentence. Mm. I don't even understand why he wants me to be there, because I just sit there and wait to go home while he can... while we could just do what we wanted and have a good time. Mm-hmm. He said that we don't get too much time together without the baby, and it's weird that I'd want to be alone. Now he's icing me out and thinks I'm in the wrong. Am I?
Hmm. Wow.
Dilemma, dilemma, dilemma.
Yeah. There's a few.
There's a few dilemmas in there.
There's a few little things.
As usual.
Right, exactly.
I know. I just want to preface this by saying neither you or I are moms.
Correct.
So...
yeah, with a grain of salt.
Yeah, with a grain of salt. Everything. Make believes in celluloid.
Exactly.
Don't listen to us. We're not.
What do we know?
Yeah. That being said.
Right. We live. Listen, so for the longest time, I would tell Leslie about there was this comedian, which is like, it's so twisted because it has not the way that I reference it now has nothing to do with like how the comedian kind of referenced it, but basically. I tell Leslie that sometimes when I'm looking at an issue or a situation and I'm suggesting that I'm like, I'm far removed from this. I'm looking at this from a distance. I tell Leslie like, oh, I'm watching this from the fifth floor of the apartment. And then like, if it's something I have absolutely no concept of, I'm like, I'm on the like 20th floor on this, but yeah. You know.
Sometimes we're ground level, but most
sometimes,
yeah.
Sometimes we're, you know, peeping,
right
on,
mix.
Peeping with our binoculars on. But yeah, all this to say that I'm sharing my opinion on the, like, you know, the fourth floor from this.
So is she the asshole or is she not the asshole?
I don't think so. I think it's deeper than that. The first thing that I thought about was how she said that she wanted to stay home to do deep cleaning. And then I thought, my mind went to like, oh, sometimes it does feel nice when you never have time to yourself to just be by yourself. Mm-hmm. Because you feel like, okay, I accomplished this. I've been wanting to tackle this closet. I've been wanting to do all these things. And I finally have time to myself to do it. If I want to eat a sandwich without a plate and like...
without my shirt on.
Well, exactly. Like, no one's going to tell me no, right?
Right.
Do I think it's helpful to have time like that? Yes. Is it important for us also to have time with our person to feel kind of like re-energized and that our relationship has grown deeper even more? Yes. Do I think that going to your friend's party is going to make you feel like really connected to your partner and like you're going to feel recharged from this interaction? No. So like, I just don't think it doesn't feel like this is going to fuel her, of like him wanting her to go to the party.
I agree. I don't think she's the asshole for not wanting to go to his friend's place. I don't think so.
Okay, next.
No, but I was also going to say, like, I'm personally the kind of person when she's like, I want to take time off from my job and my baby to do more work. I'm like, what are you doing?
Exactly. That's exactly.
What are you doing?
That's what I'm trying to say.
To deep clean. I do have friends who enjoy cleaning.
I'm raising my hand.
That's not me. They enjoy cleaning and they're like, it relaxes my mind. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm the type of person that's like, let me call someone to do this for me while I sit there.
Because you have a million other things on your mind.
Like this lady.
Yeah, exactly. I get, sometimes someone had once told me that deep cleaning is something that you can control. Like, it's something that you can, like, I can control how I clean this, or like no one's bothering me, and it's something kind of like menial that your mind can just kind of float wherever, and that's why a lot of times like we go into these deep cleanings.
I'm sorry, it just made me think, like, am I not a worker bee? Am I just like the queen bee where I'm like, clean over there deeper?
This is not, it puts the wipes her finger on it to see if there's a dust,
like, can
on
you
it.
Get it over here a little more.
I think for me, that's what that is. It's like, there are a lot of things in my life I cannot control. And so I find that there's this sense of satisfaction of like, there's a task that I needed to do and I have completed it and it was done exactly how I wanted it to. And my mind can like float to like you know, whatever.
I think that I am at this level where I know how I like things done. Mm-hmm. I find people who can do it the way I like it, and then I make them do it. Not make them, but, you know, mm-hmm. pay them and do it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. Well, I just kind of chill.
Yeah. And for me, it's like, because you and I have talked about this, about, like, someone coming to clean.
I love it.
Which is, like, it sounds amazing when you tell me about it.
And you have to find the right person, though.
And my mind goes, and this is the first thing I told you. I was like, well, they're not going to do it how I want them to do it. And it's like, that's not true.
Yeah.
Because you can tell better. You can tell them, like, hey, like, this is how I like the toilet paper to be roll yeah. go up or down or whatever. You can tell people this, but it's this this factor of, like, it not being done exactly how I wanted it to that stops me from even suggesting that I should find someone who could alleviate my mental space. Like, what if I could, in this situation, what if she could have someone either help her or do it a different day so that the free time that she does have, she can do something that's life-giving.
Also, I want to say, this is the first time that she's leaving the baby over her parents, I guess it is. Yeah. And I'm like, that's going to be the first of many times.
It's hard.
I don't know.
It's tough.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I still think it's going to be the first of many times.
Totally true. Yes.
So, like, yes. They don't have to do, like, everything in one night.
Yeah. Like, I also feel like maybe her partner is, like, extroverted, where he's like, oh, like, let's go hang out with my friends, and I'm going to feel so energized, and it's going to be great. And when I think about that, I'd be like, ugh.
I think he also, like, would probably, maybe, this is how I would feel. I would feel guilty for wanting to go party with my friends, and then my partner's just cleaning at home. I'm like, are you sure you don't want to come? But that's because that's what I like to do.
That's interesting, because my mind suggested that, like, he, in the eyes of his friends, he could be seen as, like, the bad guy. Oh, where's your wife? Oh, she stayed home. And when they ask her, like, where's she? Oh, I stayed home cleaning. And you'd be like, dude, like, you didn't, like, help her. You didn't. You came out here and came to hang out with your friends to party while you left her over there.
This circles back to the conversation we had pre-pod, where I care about my thoughts. And yeah. You're kind of more about what others are thinking.
Yeah, dude, that's. I mean, if we want to go into...
That never even crossed my mind.
We need to... This means that we need to kind of share the context so that the listeners can understand what we're talking about. So, we're going to get a little deep, people. We're going to get a little deep. So, hang on and to stay with the ride here. I was looking at something on the internet that basically said... it was asking, like, things that we're afraid of.
Yes.
And so, then we started talking about... disappointing people. So I said to Leslie, I was like, I think something that I'm afraid of is disappointing other people. And Leslie looked at me, she said, that's interesting, because I think for me, what came to mind for me was disappointing myself. So then that's where we talked about this narrative and this, like, way that we think. So, for example, in this case for the guy, say what you were, so you said that you would feel guilty if you were the partner in the situation.
I would be like, I would feel guilty because I'm leaving her, and I'm like, don't you want to come have fun with me? Mm. But I'm not really concerned about what the others are thinking. Mm-hmm, I'm just like, damn, are you sure you don't want to have fun? Like, come hang out.
Yeah. And then my mind over here is like, oh, I'm gonna be perceived as a bad person.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Like, imagine you're with your person, right? And mm-hmm. they're like, oh, like, I'm gonna stay, and instead of saying, like, I'm going to stay and, like, watch this movie, they're like, I'm going to stay here and deep clean the carpet the whole night. And you're like, that makes you happy? Okay, great. And then you go to the party and they're like, oh, where's your person? Where's your partner? They're like, oh, I left. They're at home. Right, because you're trying to stay, like, vague. They're at home. And then later someone comes up and they're like, oh, yeah, I stayed home deep cleaning the carpet. And, like, I would look at that person and be like, that was, like, why didn't you go help them? Why... Like, this is where my mind would go. I'd be like,
I'm not that invested in other people,
bro.
I'm not.
Oh, bro, that's their business. That's where my mind went. I was just like, oh, okay, yeah, they had to lift this couch by themselves up these two flights of stairs. Where were you?
I don't care.
Okay,
yeah, so but also another point that I want to make about that conversation we had about fear, where we were talking about fear, and I asked you, what's the difference between fear and just feeling uncomfortable or not liking something?
Right.
Because disappointing people, I don't like disappointing people, mm-hmm. but I don't fear it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what's the difference? So, food for thought.
Yeah.
What's the difference between fear and just not liking something? And then you said, like, it's fear is more like crippling, mm-hmm. like, you know, stops you in your tracks. Because for me, I don't like it. I don't like disappointing people. But I don't fear it.
Yeah. So an example of that would be like, something that you're afraid of is, I don't know, something simple, like heights. You're afraid of heights.
It's not true, but yes.
For
this example.
Yeah. Then a fear of it would be like you completely avoid it at all costs.
Yeah.
And then if you just said to me, I just don't like it, then you do it, but you don't like it.
Yeah.
So in the same way, like in this scenario of disappointing people, it's not like when you fear disappointing people, it's like I'm going to tell them what they want to hear because I don't want to disappoint them, compared to I'm going to tell them that I disagree with them and it's going to be uncomfortable and I'm not going to like it, but I know that this is what I have to say.
Michelle, if I was telling you, like, I came over to your house, your parents were there, my parents were there, my husband, and I was like, oh yeah, what is he doing? I'm like, oh, he's cleaning the house. And you're like, why? Because he wanted to. You would be like, why didn't you help him?
I think I'd have to know the person. Maybe. I don't know where my mind would go. I'd be like, wow, isn't that twisted?
So lucky.
Isn't it kind of twisted that when you think of it in terms of like gender roles, if you told me like, oh yeah, my partner stayed home and decided that he was going to take care of the 6 loads of laundry that needed to get done, and that he was gonna do the deep cleaning in the kitchen.
The bathroom or whatever.
Yeah, like, and so he's like, oh, like, you know, the night is yours, go hang out with your family. How many of us would be like, what a catch. Yeah. What an amazing partner that you have. You're so lucky, like you said. But if it was the other way around, and homeboy's out here, and he, you know, he's hanging out with his family, and they're like, oh, where's your wife or your partner or whatever? And they said to you like, oh, she stayed home folding the laundry, and she said she wanted to do deep cleaning. I feel like there's more of a like,
But I don't really, I never, doesn't cross my mind. Mm-hmm. Because, I don't know.
You do you, baby?
They literally,
you do yeah, you, baby?
You do you, man. She said she enjoys it. I know people who enjoy it. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, but back to the point, though, is that like, if this is the only time she ever has a way or to herself.
No, I think she's wrong for doing it.
Right. So like, I'm trying to get us to come back. We took a little side tour, but now we're coming back. If this is the only time that you have to recharge your battery, to feel, like I said, to have like a life-giving moment where you're just feeling refreshed, I don't think that deep, I know deep cleaning has to get done. I get that. I hear you. But there are other moments where we could probably do that or find other solutions.
I'm thinking of one specific friend mm-hmm. who, amazing, mm-hmm. loves cleaning, loves organizing. And I've seen it in action. Just doing the deep cleaning relaxes her. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. My brain doesn't circuit that way. And I can kind of see how, like, if I put her in this woman's shoes, I'm like, of course she's going to want to do that. And then spend the rest of the night just relaxing or whatever. But the fact that he's icing her out, I think that's the part that's, like,
yeah,
not nice.
Yeah.
And then she's just like, I just want to stay in. He's like, well, your family doesn't like me. It's like two different.
What's happening here?
Yeah, this is two different things. I don't know. I don't think she's the asshole for wanting to stay home. But I also think that there are multiple problems that they're facing, or issues.
Yeah. I think that if this is the only time you and your partner have away from baby, wouldn't it make sense? Maybe not. Maybe in my mind, I'm like, I think I'd want to like do something that we both enjoy.
If like, you like your partner, what if she doesn't like him?
That's a whole nother episode.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like,
wow.
I would like to think, because both of them are 26. They're so young.
Here we go.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know, you know? If they like each other, I guess. If they don't.
This is a whole nother conversation. What do the comments say?
Okay, let's go to the comments. There's no like... Okay, so the one that has the most upvotes. See, I think it's weird that he wants to spend alone time with a bunch of his friends who don't talk to you. Why can't you guys just have a date night?
Thank you. My arms are in the air. Yeah. Yes.
This is my thought too. So, not the asshole.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that he shouldn't go to his friends. But I think that it started with, like, what are we going to do? And then it became, you don't even like my friends.
Yeah.
It became, like, something completely different. Mm-hmm. It's not like...
I don't think... sorry, finish your thought.
No, I was just going to say, it started with what are we going to do? And then it turned into... Your family doesn't accept me. You don't even like my friends. What are we even doing together? Do I even like you?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm just kidding. Kind of. No.
A little bit. Yeah. No, I was just going to say, I think that they're all kind of related. It's just that the hanging out with the friends thing is the superficial. This is the, like, is. The domino that kind of, like, you know, got us to what's beneath all of that.
Which yeah.
Maybe other things, like, feeling respected, feeling valued, feeling heard, feeling seen, etc.
Yeah. And you know what solves everything? Communication. Not icing each other out.
Bro. I was watching this TikTok that was saying about, like, different types of adult reactions that are really just, like, the equivalent to, like, a child's temper tantrum.
Okay.
And they were saying that, like, one of them was, like... being unable to, like, physically control yourself in the sense of, like, you feel like you have to slam a door or toss something. They talked about giving the silent treatment or icing someone. They talked about, like, giving that, like, last bitter comment. And I was thinking about this and I'm like...
What's the word vomit? Like, the last bitter comment. Like, what does that equate to in toddler? Do you remember?
I don't remember what it equated to. But essentially, I was thinking about this idea of, like, we haven't fully figured out how to communicate. It's an ever evolving kind of thing, but it's so true to, like, which is related. I'm gonna say this quick and then we can move on. I'm spending too much time on TikTok, clearly. There's this other one that talked about how something that this mom says to her children is, instead of saying, like, just tell me what's wrong. Or something that often is said to younger kids that I don't fully agree with either is, like, use your words. Because she was suggesting, she's like, I wouldn't say to my adult sibling or my partner, like, okay, yeah, I see you're upset. Use your words, because it sounds kind of condescending.
Yeah.
She was saying how the two things that she says to her children, and she's noticed how it's really helped them to, like, evolve in their communication, is how does this make you feel? And what is it that you need? And I was thinking about that as an adult. I was like, if I started talking like this to people, I'm being like, what are you feeling right now? And what do you need right now? It's like, wow. So simple. This, like, formula felt so simple.
Are you going to start doing it?
I'm thinking about it.
Do it. I dare you.
I will share with you guys an update in the near future.
Yeah. It sounds cool. I'll try it.
But all this to say that I agree with you that communication is a big...
Yeah. So... just to bring this to an end.
Yes.
She's not the asshole for wanting her own alone time, but I also think they have deeper issues that they need to discuss.
Yeah. Imagine, like, you have this free time. And there's nothing wrong with spending alone time, especially, like, I think about people who are more introverted. That's how you recharge. It's kind of by yourself. Or just with the people that, like, that are really, like, in your bubble or, like, in your group.
Yeah. And also, I find moms... a lot of them are given to their children. Like,
of course.
They always need you. Mm-hmm. And that's a give a lot. And just to have a little bit of, like, no one's asking for anything. You're not, like, trying to sense if someone needs something. You're just like, at peace.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're always on as a mom. She's crazy.
Yeah. Honestly. Shout out. We see you.
Yeah, I see
you. We love you. Yeah, I just think about this idea of, like, if you have this free time... and instead of, like, spending it with supposedly people who are supposed to make you feel, like, more, you know, like, feel you or all this stuff.
They feel him.
No, that's what I'm saying. But, like, if for her, like, she doesn't feel like she's being filled, supported, heard, or anything from this person. Like, simple enough to say, if you have free time in this situation, but you want to spend it with completely other people, like...
It sounds to me like they got pregnant... No, I'm serious.
It you know the story?
Like, they got pregnant and now they're engaged to get married and they're like, fuck. I don't even like your friends. I don't even want to participate in your family.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Communication.
I don't know them. I'm on the 20th floor. This is just...
I see you.
Make-believes and celluloids.
I see you. Anyways. Okay. All right.
Fin.
So, you ready for one more?
I'm ready for one more.
Yikes. Okay, hang on, folks. We're kind of, it's in the same string of topics today. So, the title, this is posted from Angry Salad 3231. So, if that's you.
I just want to also remind our listeners, I picked the story and Michelle does not hear it beforehand.
Right.
And Michelle picks a story and I have not heard it beforehand. So, this is my real-time reaction.
So, you are not Angry Salad 3231?
No.
Okay, well.
Not today.
All right. Well. Okay. The title of this one is, Am I the Problem for Leaving My Own Birthday Dinner Early? Okay?
Okay. And I would say no, because it's your birthday. You can do whatever you want.
It's your birthday. Okay. So, it says, my boyfriend, who we're going to call Dan for the story, invites his friends everywhere. Unless I explicitly tell him that I want to do something just with him, his friends are always invited and it's really starting to get to me. Dan texted me last week saying, I finally have a plan for your birthday and I was thinking we could go out on a dinner date with some friends. And genuinely, when I got this message, I felt like breaking down in tears. I don't want to make it seem like I don't like his friends. They're lovely, but I'm not dating them and I would prefer that they're not at every outing, especially one that's supposed to be about me. Because I was very emotional, it took me a while to communicate, but the next day I explained that I wasn't interested in going out to dinner with his friends. I told him that it's nice to see them every once in a while, but that they're his friends, not mine. And when they're always invited, it makes me feel like I'm not good enough or that he's not particularly interested in spending alone time with me. He apologized and, to his credit, did take the evening off from work to spend it just with me. But then, today, my birthday rolled around. We pulled up at the restaurant and I saw his friend's car in the parking lot. Immediately, I got upset. I told Dan that he completely disrespected me and hurt my feelings by not respecting my wishes for my birthday. He told me I was being dramatic, that it was just dinner, and that his friends were only there because he felt uncomfortable uninviting them, but would make an effort to make more plans with just me. I was on the verge of tears, and so I told Dan just to go inside without me. Then I called an Uber and I went home. My phone was flooded with messages. Dan's friends were asking if I was okay. He was texting me saying I was immature and I was the problem for leaving him there. In his mind, I should have stayed and just put on a show for his friends and we could have talked about it later. We haven't spoken since and I really don't know how to proceed here. Am I the problem?
No. She's not the problem.
Agreed.
At all.
Agreed.
And the reason why I say this...
You were laughing too for a second.
I was laughing. Because he was saying that she should just put on a show. But there's a sequence of events.
Okay.
She had already told him that she didn't want his friends at her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She had already communicated
mm-hmm.
that she, it's not that she doesn't like his friends, just sometimes she wants it just to be them. For me, birthdays are special. So if I'm telling you, listen, I don't want to hang out with your friends. I don't hang out with my friends. I just want to be us two. And your friends are there anyways. I would just be like, yeah, I'm leaving.
Bye.
Yeah. I'm like, do you not understand English? Like, do you want me to write it out for you? Like, what part of me not? I honestly would. I am confrontational, people, okay? Uh-huh. I would probably be like, what part of me saying I didn't want your friends to be here, did you not understand? Mm. And then he would be like, well, I didn't want them to feel bad. I'm like, how is that my problem?
Mm.
Mm. Man up.
Mm.
Woman up.
Mm.
And that's it. I'm done. I don't know if I would be done with the relationship, depending on where we are or whatever. I don't think it's like a huge deal breaker, but it would be a turning point where I'm like...
I agree with you. I listened to this one. He's a PhD therapist, all this kind of stuff that I've sent to you before, John Deloney. And he, I don't know where he heard this from, but I think about this a lot, especially lately, past few years. He says behavior is a language.
Yeah,
behavior is a language. So like, you might not say like, I'm disrespecting you, or I'm not taking into account what you're telling me, but by doing what she said, like, I don't want this, I'm still doing it, that's still telling you something.
So telling. And also, I wouldn't even blame him. I wouldn't blame his friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not, he didn't tell them.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also be like, you know, you chose to do this, and now I'm choosing to leave because I told you that I didn't want this. Mm-hmm. So you made the decision to bring them, so now I'm deciding, I'm setting my boundary and leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you kind of caused this yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like we're both kind of on the same...
Yeah, she's not the a-hole.
We're on the same wavelength on this one. I read that, and I was just like, wow. Like,
I know the only reason why, if she hadn't said anything, then I would have been like, you didn't say anything. You didn't communicate.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that she did is where I'm like...
The part that I was thinking about was if I was in the... So you were sharing, like, what you would do if this was you. Like, if you were in the situation. And then I was thinking about, like, what I would do if I was in the situation. And I don't think I would have the, like, cojones, per se.
Really?
You don't to think so? Just get an Uber and, like, peace out. I would be furious, but I think I would put on a show. I personally think I'd be like, I'm going to sit here and hee-hee-ha-ha for a little bit, for half an hour. Make up some excuse, like, I don't feel well, or don't whatever, and then go home. But I don't know, like, I've never been in this situation, but when I first read it earlier today and I was thinking about it, I was like, I don't think that I would have been able to just leave.
So for me, in this specific situation, I wouldn't have left because I love a party. I'm not
going to
leave a party.
For my birthday? Okay. Yeah.
I'm not going to leave a party. But I'm thinking about... I'm not. I would honestly, for me, if it was my birthday, I'd be like, invite everybody.
It's just you know how I love Christmas. So yeah. I'm gonna go far left for 2 seconds. There's a quote somewhere in The Grinch where he's received the Jim Carrey version. He's receiving an award and he's like, I believe that there was a check involved with this award, and they're just like, there's no money. Oh, he's like, oh, okay. So I just imagine on your birthday, you're like, I believe there are some gifts for my birthday.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So anyways. This is not a big deal to me. Like, I'm pretty kind of extroverted when it comes to going out. I like, you know, the vibe. But I'm trying to put my, like, think of different situations.
Okay, here's one. Okay. This is, like, kind of extreme. So okay. I'm sorry. I don't know why my mind went here.
Go ahead.
So you tell your person, you're serious with your person, right? Yeah. You're like, okay, we're thinking about taking it to this, like, next step, quote unquote, okay, of, like, you know, you, me forever, getting married one day, whatever. And you say to them, I don't, you know, I'm someone who, like, wants something more private or whatever, and I want it to be, like, heartfelt. And then they take you to a huge stadium and they just get down on one knee in front of everybody.
I say no.
What?
He already knows.
This is what I mean. It's the same thing about the Uber. I'm just like, I would be like, can we talk about this? Like, can we?
Anyone who knows me knows that a stadium proposal, I'm like, you don't even know me. Why are we even here?
Tosses the box up like that.
Literally. I would just be like, are you serious right now?
Would you just, like, say no and walk away? Or, like, what would you do?
I would say no, thank you.
And then just sit back down in your seat and finish your pretzel.
Yeah. Paid for that ticket.
Keep rooting for your team.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would say no, thank you. I'm like, we can talk about this later. I'd probably be really angry.
Yeah.
But
you think you'd be able to sit there and stay?
Honestly, I don't think I would be, if I'm really putting myself in that, I don't think I would be able to sit there because I think people would start booing me.
Oh my gosh.
Like, how could you say no? I'm like, you don't know the story, all right?
Like, you don't know anything.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This to say, though, that, like, your personality is someone of, like, if you feel something strongly, like you said, like, you're not thinking about what other people are thinking.
No.
You're just like, this is my truth. That's it.
I want to say that, but I'm also very understanding. So, like, not a lot of things rile me up to that point. So that's why it's really hard for me to think.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, if my partner was like, I told him, like, oh, if you go out, just text me to make sure, like, you're home. Mm-hmm. Or something like, I don't even, I'm trying to think of, like, a situation where I would be really upset.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If I was in her shoes, I'd be like, let's party. Mm-hmm. I love partying.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it really bothered her. So, yeah, if something really bothers me and I already communicated it, like, what else do you want me to do?
Yeah. The comments basically agree with what we're saying. She's not the problem or the a-hole. Someone says here, in quotations, I'm too uncomfortable to uninvite my friends to our birthday day, but perfectly comfortable springing their presents on you last minute so you can be shocked and appalled in front of all of them. Happy birthday.
That's a great point. Like, he's uncomfortable to make his friends uncomfortable, but he's comfortable making you uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And he's supposed to eventually lead to your life partner. Like, nah, you're supposed to make everyone else uncomfortable and not me.
And that's, and I, like I said to you, that's really hard to sit with that truth of, like, behavior is a language. Behavior, like, what is this behavior telling you? Because, like you said, like, these are patterns that won't change unless you really work at them.
I'm trying to think. Like, okay, let's say it's my boyfriend's birthday and I invite everybody and he's like, you know what, I just wanted to be me and you. I have no problem calling you and being like, hey, Michelle, you know what? He decided, or like, we decided that it's just going to be us two for his birthday. I'm like, we'll just hang out some other time. What? That's like not even a huge deal.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
I think that I hear what you're telling me and I like put myself in that, in Dan, the boyfriend's position. And I would have the same conversation, but I would be sweating the entire time. I'd be like, oh my God. Because I'm, like I said, I'm thinking about like what other people are thinking. They might be like, oh, what happened? Oh, this and that. And I'm like,
It sounds a little exhausting.
It is.
This reminds me of New Girl, where Jess and Schmidt or something, Jess is like, she's like, oh, what do people think? Or what? And he's like, why are you, like, how much time are you spending thinking this? Like, what's that quote? Oh my gosh, I want to pull it up.
Well, now, while you're looking for that, yeah, I'm going to go on a small little side turn here, just to talk about, kind of related, about this idea of if men, how men and women think. So to this New Girl and Schmidt, and Jess and Schmidt example, you and I often talk about this of like, oftentimes, not all guys, because this is, you know, this is not gender specific, but I feel like often and generally men don't think the way that women think. Mm-hmm. Like, we're often like thinking about, okay, how is this gonna make other people feel or whatever. And I tell you this, I'm just like, I want to try to be more in that type of energy of like, I'm just gonna tell you something without thinking about like, how are you going to receive it, or what is it, what are they gonna think of me.
So this is the thing. Jess goes, I don't want to hurt their feelings. And Schmidt goes, do you walk around all day thinking about other people's feelings? She goes, yeah, don't you? And he's like, no. No. That's how I come to end. So relatable. I never want to make anyone feel... I don't want to make people feel uncomfortable. I don't want to make people feel sad. But also, at the same thing, all my actions that don't lead to any harm, I don't care about what they think.
Say that. So say the first part. You don't want to make people feel uncomfortable and you don't want to make people sad, you said?
No, I forgot what I said.
Okay, well, because the reason I was thinking about that was because I really got hung up on that first thing that you said. Because for me, it's like my mind thinks, it's not that I'm thinking I don't want to make people feel uncomfortable, is that I want to make people feel comfortable. That's where my mind went.
So my thing is, I don't want to make them feel uncomfortable with my presence. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to get in someone's bubble, their like personal space.
Yeah.
I don't want the words that I'm saying about them to make them feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But if it's my truth, I don't care what they think.
Yeah. No, and I, it's like you said, it's exhausting to think of this idea of like...
Like, for instance, if you got bangs and I was like, damn, those are whatever, I wouldn't want to say something so like cutting where you're just like start crying. You're like, damn, that was really mean. Mm-hmm. Because it's about you. Mm-hmm. But if I'm like, I'm getting this tattoo and you're like, it's ugly. And I'm like, I didn't ask. Kind of thing, like, mm-hmm. If it comes to like me, my personal,
yeah,
does make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, because nothing about you saying you want to get a tattoo, in this example of you wanting to get a tattoo and like you not caring what other people think, that doesn't make me feel uncomfortable. Like, there's no way that I see that
you can
feel uncomfortable.
You're right. Maybe that's not a good example.
No, but I understand what you're saying. Of just like, you're not going to pick at something that is of the other person because you know you're going to make them feel uncomfortable or insecure.
Yes.
Right. And so my mind, when I heard you say, I don't want to make people feel uncomfortable, my mind went to this idea of like, it's not even that. It's just like the simple statement of, I want people to feel comfortable. So like, I don't know if you can kind of pick up on the difference between those two, because my end goal is not about like making them feel uncomfortable. My end goal is making sure that they're comfortable.
For me, my end goal is that I'm comfortable.
Yeah. Then that's to that point of like,
but also I just want to point out, my comfort doesn't make other people uncomfortable.
No. I think we're talking kind of extremes here.
Yeah. But when, for instance, when I go to a party, mm-hmm. I don't think like, maybe make sure everyone's all right, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, I'm just chilling. What's up, people?
Yeah, bro.
I don't like it.
Is this the, like, anxiety traits in me? I was thinking about a TikTok that I saw that it was, like, how when people write different things, you, like, how do I explain it? When people write different things, you, like, interpret it a certain way.
Yeah.
So I was laughing at these because I don't fully relate to them, but I know people who, like, totally relate to this. When it's, like, they say, hey, with a period at the end, and they're just, like, you put a period at the end, you might as well just, like, I might as well just jump off the roof.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, wow, like, maybe they were walking and they just, like, audio, you know, switched
your
phone.
Should we share the story of our texting exchange?
Which one?
Where you got upset with me and I was like, everything's great.
Which one?
The one where...
we can. Let's go. Okay.
It's the one where we were texting and you were I was asking for your help with, like, this thing. Yes. And then, like, I don't remember what happened.
This
honestly.
Is why I owe... I'm going to say this to the end of my days. It's like, this is why... It, in text, it's so easy to misinterpret.
Yeah,
and like,
that's why I'd rather call somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it goes back to that Keel and Peele skit where... is it skit? Sketch? Whatever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where they're texting each other and he's like, what do you want to do? And he's like, whatever. He's like, whatever? And he like gets offended. The guy's like, oh, and he's so considerate. Like, yeah. Whatever you want.
Exactly.
It's kind of like the same thing.
That's actually... I heard about it because you and I were talking about... that situation.
Yeah.
So if I remember correctly, it was something like we were supposed to hang out, but it didn't end up happening.
I was asking for your help about something.
But prior to that, what we were going to do was spend time together.
Yes.
Then it didn't end up working out. But then after that interaction, I was going to help you with something.
And then we were going to do something together.
Yeah. But, and so the way that...
I don't remember.
The way that I interpreted it, and then you can share kind of like what was happening for you.
Okay.
The way that I interpreted it was we can't hang out. But I still need you to help me. But
okay.
We can't. But like, and in my mind, and I said this, thankfully, we have this like open dialogue where I said to you, it's like the narrative. I was angry after the interaction.
Yeah, you were mad at me.
And like, which is rare. I don't actually get angry with Leslie.
And I didn't even know you were mad at me.
No, I know. Well, I mean, you knew that later. Cause,
later.
Like, so, but I said, so I was upset.
During the text, I was like, okay, great.
And I was like, why? So I was upset because the narrative, and this is what I shared with you later, a few days later, because I was like, I was really upset about this. A few days later, Leslie and I were talking about it because I do, and this is in my personal relationships and in general, whenever I'm upset about something and I'm in an argument with someone, I tend to just like shut down a little bit because my mind says to me, even though you're thinking all these nasty things, I don't want to say anything that later I can't take back and that like I'm going to regret when I'm in an argument. So I typically just like tell people I need some time, and my commitment to myself is that I am going to come back around and say like, hey, this is what was happening for me, and actually sit with it, not just to avoid it, but to actually like think it through. So then after this had happened with Leslie and I took like 2 days. I was like, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And then as I later sat with it, and I said this to Leslie when we came back, I said to him, like, the narrative that I was telling myself was that you were just using me. Like, you wanted to hang out with me only when you needed me. But when, like, we were both supposed to hang out and, like, spend time together, you didn't have time for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the narrative that I was telling myself was, like, even though it wasn't true, but that's what was, like, what I thought was true in my mind was, like, you just needed me when you wanted me. And so then, your perspective of, like, this interaction, you were like, oh.
Yeah, so I don't remember what it was. I know I needed your help with something, but I needed it before a specific time.
That's right.
Because I had to submit it. And
yes.
I was just like, I think, I'm not sure if I'm remembering this correctly, but I remember we were supposed to hang out early because I needed to get it.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I was like, you can come over or whatever we were going to do, and then we can work on it. And then, like, the rest of the time, we'll just have to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you were like, you know what, I'm just going to come later because something came up. And I was like, you know what, I'm just going to do this thing on my own and submit it. And then we can hang out afterwards. And I don't know. I don't remember. I'm telling you, I don't remember the gist.
I remember.
But basically, I ended up doing the thing I had to do by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, hey, if you still want to come over, you can. If not, like, don't worry about it. I don't remember specifics.
Yeah, see the receipts. It's fine.
I don't remember the specifics. But in my mind, she was like, oh, no, it's fine. Like, we'll just hang out another time. I was like, okay, cool. And I went about my day. I was just like, everything was fine.
Yeah.
Like, I was just thinking to myself, like, nothing was wrong.
You're like, geesh, it's been a while since she's texted me. Like,
literally.
Because we text every day.
And then I called you, and I can tell in your tone that you were upset.
I don't think that we, because I...
No, I did.
Maybe I'm remembering it wrong, but I feel like...
No, I called you and I knew the tone was off. So okay. I was just like, I think she's mad at me because of something. And then I know you. So I was like, I'm just going to let her come to me when she's ready. And then I didn't hear from you for like 2 days after that. Mm. And then you told me this. And I was like, honestly, it wasn't even like that. Like, I was just... I had to just get it done before this time. And if you weren't going to make it, then I didn't want you to rush or something like that. I didn't want you to like waste your time if you were just coming for this or whatever. Because I did have to submit it by like, I don't know, 11 a.m. or something.
You had a deadline. Yeah, that makes sense.
But I hadn't told you about the deadline.
How did we get here?
Miscommunication.
All this to say, this is why we, you know, strongly are... We don't text. We text a little bit, but we're more about being on the phone.
Yeah.
Because you can interpret tone.
Tone is important. People see things differently. So it's good to just put stuff out there. And sometimes you think something's so wrong and the other person doesn't even know what the hell's going on. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And like, you can't expect someone to know what you're feeling all the time. So that's why, that's like a good lesson. Like, Michelle and I, we talked about it afterwards.
Yeah.
And everything was fine. And it was kind of like a joke. Because then I sent her the little skit.
The sketch. Yes.
And it's so funny because he's just like super mad about something. And the other guy is like, oh, so considerate. Thank you so much. So anyways.
So real. All of this to say, it's so important.
I love you.
Yeah. We cool. All of this to say, and Leslie and I talk about this, just how important it is to communicate with others, find ways of communicating with others, and also to learn yourself how to communicate, to understand what you're feeling, why you're feeling it. Like this person said, like, I'm going to go back to that TikTok where she said, what are you feeling and what do you need right now?
So this is a perfect segue into our quotes of the week.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to end with different segments. So this one is to just... And on an encouraging note after all the make-believes and all the sillies.
Yes.
So I guess we each just have one and we'll share it.
Yeah. You want to go first?
I did the last one, so I wanted to do the
Okay,
first
sure.
One.
So my quote of this week is, everything has changed and yet I am more me than I've ever been.
Can you say it again?
Everything has changed and yet I am more me than I've ever been before. I feel like that's so true. As I get older, which I'm sure anyone who's older than me would say, duh. But, like, the older I get, the more and more comfortable I am with myself and just being myself. And, like, the more and the less and less I care about other people, what they think, which is crazy.
It's true.
In a responsible, nice way.
So, can I see it? It says, the more...
Everything has changed, and yet I am more...
Everything has changed, and yet I am more me than I've ever been.
Before.
But I'm more me than I've ever been. Everything. What? Yeah, that's true. I like that. Okay. The one that I have, I was sharing with Leslie that I had this on a poster, and I would often look at it in my parents' house, which says, "You're braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think."
I'm unstoppable if that's true.
Oh, let me say that again. You're braver than you believe, stronger than you seem. And smarter than you think.
I love it. And also, I'm just like, dang, I'm amazing then.
Good. Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, wow. I'm stronger than I think. That's super strange.
Yeah. I really cling to that first one. You're braver than you believe. Because sometimes I'm like, I can't do this. And I'm like, no, you can do it. This is like the conversation with myself that I've had in my... In my 20s, I feel like that was a constant narrative that I would tell myself. And kind of going back to this whole like fear versus not liking something, I, especially in my later 20s, but in general, and even now I identify it more, but I was going through it in the thick of it in my 20s, was this idea of like, I just can't do it. My mind would tell me that. On the outside, people would be like, wow, like she did this, she did that, she did here, she did there. Internally, though, I'm just like, I don't want to do this. I, like, giving a, for example, I have done different motivational speeches or, like, panels and stuff like this where I'm doing public speaking or anything of the sort. And those who are closest to me will know that there have been times where I've said, like, I don't want to do this. Like, I feel sick thinking about doing this. And then that's the fear. That's the, like, anxiety mm-hmm. within me. And then in my later 20s, I would just say to myself, like, instead of running from it, like, push through it. And then see what happens. And see what happens when you've done it. How do you feel? And that has really helped me to, like, really cling to that first piece of that, which says you're braver than you believe.
For me, I think I really have adopted the Gen Z mantra, even before it was a thing, of just do it for the plot. In certain scenarios. And I really love that saying. Just do it for the plot. See what happens.
Well, what is that? For people who are not Gen Z vocabulary fluent, what does that
do
mean?
Do it for the plot, to me, means if you're presented with something that you're not sure you want to do or whatever, but you're leaning towards doing it, you just do it for the storyline. So what's going to happen next in your life, or what benefits you might bring for it? Like, what comes next in the story plot because you chose to do that? Mm-hmm. So do it for the plot. Do it for to see what happens next. See mm-hmm. where you grow. See where you learn. See where it leads you. Maybe you buy this mysterious trip to who knows where, and then next thing you know, you're in Hawaii or Iceland, and you didn't even know where you were going to go.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. I like that. Well, we leave you all
with
these.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, we leave you with all of this information, which really felt like nothing and everything.
It was nothing, dude. Don't listen to us.
What do you mean? We had some good nuggets
in there. I'm just kidding. Listen to us, but, like, don't listen to us, you know?
Everything with a grain of salt. So we hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast. You can find us at Make Believes Pod on socials, and we'll see you next time.
If you want to submit or tell us something, find us on Instagram. Write us a message. We are on Instagram. For sure.
All right, well, see y'all.
See you later.